Archers for the week 12th to 17th October 2003.
Ruth's taking a break from the problems at Brookfield.
Daniel!
Oh, really?
Never mind, Josh is okay.
Say you're sorry.
I did.
All right, but be careful.
And you've all got enough conkers already.
Bucketfuls.
Hey, look at this. Like a little helicopter, it's an ash key. See if you can find some more.
Yeah.
Oh, whose idea was this?
They're fine, they're having a great time.
So, seed gathering Sunday. How did you know about that?
From Daniel. They're meant to plant them in empty juice cartons, recycling paper, saving more trees.
Oh, nice idea.
Daniel's a bit hyped up. We all had a bit of a tense morning.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
Well, we had some bad news. One of my new livery clients, well, one I was hoping to get, she's suddenly decided to go elsewhere.
Oh.
I don't know exactly why. Well, I can guess. But there'll be others along, I hope.
It's taking longer than you thought.
No use moaning, I suppose.
Yeah, and she's not the only one losing customers. You've heard about the new vets in Hollerton?
Oh, yeah.
Only two partners at the moment, but they're expanding. They're already busy poaching my clients.
You've only lost a couple.
Oh, nice shot!
Josh getting his own back.
Come on, you two!
Oh, leave them, they're happy.
I promised Dan a conker match later.
Sounds fun.
It's the Conker World Championship today, didn't you know?
You're joking.
Somewhere in Northamptonshire, I think. The winner gets crowned King Conker.
What a mine of fascinating information you are.
Shall we cut back here or keep on towards the golf course?
I'll have to turn back soon. Got to see to the calves.
OK.
David's doing the milking, but...
How is David? Bearing up?
I think he's quite down about it, really. You've not heard the latest. We've had the results of the post-mortem on the badger.
Ah, yes.
Usha called us yesterday.
They were doing a tissue test.
And there's no sign of the badger having TB.
That's not going to help you much.
Though, actually, it's not so very surprising.
Why?
Only a minority of badgers carry the disease.
Just our luck, though, isn't it? Of all the badgers on the farm, he has to pick one that hasn't got TB.
Oh, stop it.
Do you think it's her bit?
No, she's just playing up. She seemed happier when we were off the road.
We can pick up the bridle path around the corner. Oh, steady.
All right.
Busy this afternoon?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Did you see who that was?
I don't recognise the car.
It was Susan. Susan Carter.
Ah.
You noticed she didn't stop and say hello?
Well, not so very surprising, really. Is it?
She can't. I mean... Surely she doesn't think I blame her for what happened.
I can understand why she doesn't want to be sociable.
I suppose you've got to feel sorry for her, haven't you? Can't be much fun.
You mean all that stuff in the papers?
No, having Clive for a brother.
Oh, that too, yes. Whoa. Here we are.
Oh, it's a lovely spot. Guy's favourite.
Come on, let's turn for home.
There's a lovely canter when you get past the wood.
Ah, look, your distinguished relation getting his act together.
Mm-hmm.
Hunting poster. This is Adrian Netherborn's land.
One of his tenants, yeah.
Putting us all to shame.
How many have we put out so far?
Well, since September, hundreds. But we need to keep replacing them.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got a few left. We'll need some help getting them out.
Something we can talk about at the meeting.
Mm. We'll have to put out a three-line whip. Make sure everyone turns up.
I'll leave that to you.
Okay. Down to the corner.
Right.
Go on, boy.
I told you, Alistair. I said how important it was.
Yes, okay.
I wrote it down. Here, look.
All right,
I know. Look. Worm and teeth. The names of the ponies, the date they were due.
Okay, I know, so I overlooked it somehow.
And it's not just a couple of days. It's nearly a week ago.
I've been busy. I can't remember everything.
Oh, you remember things if they're important to you.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
Alistair, I lost half my livery business.
Of course, I know.
How am I ever going to attract new clients if we can't even look after our own animals?
Okay, but you're not the only one with business problems, remember?
Oh, that's no excuse.
You're not the only one who's been losing clients. I'd be chasing around trying to stop this new lot from pinching my trade.
Well, if you can't even remember...
Okay, so I forgot to worm the riding school ponies. I'm sorry, I failed. I let you down.
Oh, come on, don't be so stupid.
So, what do you expect me to do?
Look at this one.
Yes. Hey, yeah, that's a real beaut.
It's wicked. It's dead tough, too. Look.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to beat.
Come on, then.
We'll need some string first. There's some in the shed, the green stuff.
Okay.
You go and find it. I'll get something to make the holes with. I'll be out in a minute.
I'm gonna thrash you, Dad.
Oh, you think so? You wait. Oh, Shula. I really am sorry. I should have remembered.
No, it was partly my fault. I shouldn't have blown up at you like that. It was just after that stupid woman changed her mind about the livery.
I'll do it now, this afternoon.
No, you promised Daniel.
All right, after I've thrashed Daniel at Conkers.
You're very confident.
Well, it's been so long since I played, it probably hit me all around the village.
Oh, I hate it when we... He must have heard us shouting at each other.
You know, if we go on like this, we'll end up just like any other married couple.
You must try not to worry about the new clinic.
I still haven't told you about Ian.
What?
Ian, my new locum. He's done the dirty on me.
You mean?
Yep. He phoned me last night. He's gone over to the other side.
What, completely?
Well, he says he'll still be available for the odd day, but that's no good to me. So I'll have to start looking for someone new, pronto.
Oh, darling, why didn't you say?
Didn't seem like a good time. Anyway, I've got more important things to worry about. Can't let Daniel beat me at Conkers. I'll have to find one even bigger than his.
So, how are you then? You're not looking so bad.
Yeah, fine.
Good. Everyone's well at home. Mum sends her love.
Yeah.
Well, this is better, isn't it? I mean, much better than the last place. Feels quite different. Not so threatening, you know what I mean?
Very cosy. Real home from home.
You're not shut up all day. They're giving you enough to do.
Look, nice of you to come and all that. But I'm doing great here, okay? I don't need all this. I don't need visitors. So don't feel you have to stay. You can go any time.
Not after I've come all this way. I've got some change here. So how about a cup of tea?
Darling, have you seen my... Oh, Ruth.
The door was wide open.
Oh, so... of course.
Ruth, hello. Hi. You looking for this, Oliver?
Ah, my address book.
Is this a bad time?
No. We're in our usual state of chaos.
Can I get you a drink? No, thanks. I can't stay. I'm doing a round with these. Mm. The invitations for our beef tasting next week.
Ooh.
Beef tasting?
Would you like to come? We've got the Bull restaurant for an evening. We're going to serve a few different kinds of beef, including our own Hereford, of course.
Oh, I see.
It's a kind of blind tasting. We won't know which is which either, and then we'll ask the guests to pick out the best. Talk about the flavours and textures, you know?
Oh, gosh, it's very brave of you.
Brave and stupid.
No, it's good marketing. Shows you've got faith in your product.
Well, that's the general idea. You'll get a free meal out of it anyway.
Oh, well, that sounds like an offer we can't refuse. What do you think, Caroline?
What day next week?
Tuesday. The same night as the Apple Day do that Sid's having. But we'll have our own table in the restaurant.
Oh, fine by me.
Good. We'd love to come.
Oh, that's great.
How many are you asking?
Not that many. About 12 so far. Jack and Peggy, the Harveys, Pat and Tori.
Should be fun.
I'm glad it doesn't clash with the hunt meeting.
That's the night after.
Yes. Think you can make it?
We'll do our best.
Okay.
I'd better get on. I'll close the door, shall I?
Please.
Bye, Ruth.
Thanks.
Bye. See you on Tuesday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, posters. I'm going to ring and see if I can order some more.
More?
I can always leave a message.
Haven't we got enough to put up already?
Well, we can always manage a few more. We'll find somewhere to put them.
It's hard work, but I'm getting the hang of it now. And I'm getting to know the teachers. They're really nice to me. Makes so much difference having a decent job again. Oh, yeah. I can tell you what I heard the other day. There's a big new DIY store opening, you know, by the Ring Road after Christmas. They're going to be taking on a lot of new staff.
You just don't get it, do you?
What?
You're on another planet. Jobs in a DIY store.
I'm trying to help you, Clive.
And I told you, I don't need it.
Look, you may not want me in here, but here I am, and you're going to hear me out. They've put you in a different prison. You ought to make the best of it. Well, it's like you've got another chance. You won't have the kind of trouble here that you had last time. If you can just be sensible and...
What does it matter? I'll be out of here in a month anyway.
If you stay out of trouble.
1 month? 2 months? What's the difference?
Don't you want to be out?
You want to know the truth, Susan? This place is nothing. I've stayed in hostels worse than this. A couple of months? Nothing. It was worth it.
Worth it? You mean...
You work it out.
You really don't care. You don't care at all, do you? You do the same again.
They had it coming. Why should I do any different?
I can't... I don't believe you really mean that.
Look, get this straight. What goes on in my head? That's my business, nobody else's.
But...
What I do for myself. I got no one else to look out for, and I don't want no one looking out for me. Sooner you understand that, the better.
We're family. I'm your sister.
No one. You talk to me about Mum. What's she ever done for me? What's anyone ever done?
I went to prison for you.
That's your problem, sis. Not mine.
And is that it? Is that all you've got to say? All right. I can see I'm wasting my time. Goodbye, Clive.
Brian's determined to get back to work in the art.
Now,
I don't want to disturb him.
No, no, I'm sure he won't mind. Come on through. Darling, Phil's come to see you.
Hello.
Didn't take him long, did it?
So they just couldn't keep you away from the office?
You know me, a workaholic.
Half an hour, that's all.
Yes, yes.
You promised.
I've only just turned the computer on.
Well, I shall be timing you. Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I shan't interrupt you. I'm going to have a look at the beach with Adam.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Oh, no, it's no trouble. But I know he's keen to get on with the harvest.
Where is he? Is he coming in?
Yes, he's coming now.
I wanted to ask him about these. Oh!
Brian?
It's nothing.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I can't get the right position for this damn keyboard.
Well, should he be using the computer?
Mum?
I can't do much without it.
Mum, Alice left these out all night.
Oh?
Her riding gloves.
Oh, those aren't Alice's.
They were down by the stables.
They must be Amy's.
But a bit damp.
Oh, she must have left them here yesterday. I'll put them to dry. I think she's coming round again tonight.
Right. Well, Adam?
Okay.
Adam, these pesticide records.
Ah, yes.
Brian, it's no good if you're not comfortable.
Look, all the stuff I need is on here.
I've already sorted that, Brian.
Oh, well, you didn't say.
If you want something to do, there's a load of stuff come through about the Farm Woodland Premium Scheme.
Yeah, but aren't we on that already?
Well, that's the Woodland Grant Scheme. This is for new planting.
Oh, yes. I'd be interested in having a look at that later.
See what you think. We might consider planting a small area on our existing arable.
Might we?
Well, I don't know. Be great if you could have a look, see what you think. I shan't have the time.
All right.
That sounds better. Some nice, gentle reading. And then you can turn that thing off again.
Yes, yes, all right.
Ah, I'll bring you another cushion.
Oh, thanks, Diana. That might be a help.
Well, perhaps we should leave him to it.
Okay, Phil, if you're ready.
What about coffee?
Oh,
Can it wait till we come back in?
It's fine by me.
All right.
We'll see you later, then.
Okay.
And you do what Mum says, Brian. Keep away from that nasty computer.
Three, Clary.
Oh, hello.
I got three more. Ain't bad for an hour's work, eh?
Three more what?
Signatures for my petition.
Oh.
Went round men a few close. Yeah, there's one or two who couldn't get their zimmers down to the barbecue. Oh.
Hey, Joe, what's that bag of sloes?
Eh?
Bag of sloes on the table?
Oh, them, yeah. I picked them earlier. I'm going to make a drop of slow gin.
Oh.
By Susan's old recipe.
Gin, suppose I should have guessed.
Yeah, I even got old Maisie Walker to sign. How about that, then?
Mrs. Walker? What does she care about your pole barn?
Well, she don't.
Oh. So why did
Because I told her it was a petition for a free bus to the bingo in Borchester.
Oh,
well, I got her name, didn't I? She's more than half too lally any room.
That still ain't right. You shouldn't have to tell lies.
Well, it's too late now. Well, you can't go and ask her to cross it off again, can I?
Really?
Yeah, well, it should have been four, no?
Best of them, bingo.
I should have known better than to ask Susan Carter.
You are Susan Carter?
Just to put her name on a bit of paper. You think she'd do that for a neighbour? Oh, no. Miss Iron Mighty.
Oh, she's entitled to her own opinions.
Nothing personal, she said. Personal, mighty.
Yeah. And you know she's got other things to worry about.
Clive Orban. Well, she don't have to worry about him. He's banged up where he should be.
Oh, you reckon that's the end of it?
Till he's out again.
That's not going to stop her worrying. She told me she went in to see him yesterday.
Thought she'd have seen enough of him lately.
Family, Joe. I'd do the same for any of you, no matter what you've done. I mean, not that you never do nothing like what he did.
Oh, he's mental. No two ways about it. They ought to lock him up and chuck away the key.
Well, she said it never did much good. No, how she don't know why she bothered.
Well, there you are, then.
Still, you've got to admire the trial, eh?
Well, I'm going to have a shave. So I look nice and respectable for the planning inspector.
Oh, yeah, what time's he coming?
Oh, about half an hour.
Oh, well, I'll have to get on, too. I'll be late back for work.
Well, it'll be all ready for him. Got the barn cleared, field all nice and tidy. Our bullocks fattening up on the grass.
Whose bullocks?
Our bullocks. Well, that's what I'll tell him, and who's to say any different?
Well, that's up to you, Jack.
And I'll tell him how Eddie needs the barn for his business, keeping him and Ed in employment. And if he has to knock it down, they'll both be out of work.
That ain't true neither.
And I got me petition. They can't ask for more than that, can they?
Of course, all that sunshine we had earlier, that should have helped the sugar content.
But is it worth leaving it a couple of weeks?
Well, there's still plenty of leaf. I mean, you might get a bit more sugar, but you run the risk of running into trouble with the harvest.
That's my worry.
You see how it's clagging my boots already. My instinct is to go for it fairly soon.
Yes, that's my feeling too.
But it has to be your decision in the end. But
No, that's good enough for me. Thanks, Phil.
Oh, no, I'm delighted.
Though as to whether we should be growing the stuff in the first place,
it's another matter.
Brian knows my views on the subject anyway. I don't suppose he's going to change his.
I think I'd better stay out of this one.
I suppose when you've spent most of your life being subsidised to grow crops that can be grown cheaper in the third world, it's hard to get out of the habit.
Yes, perhaps.
Anyway, we'll try and make a start at the end of the week.
Good. But you shouldn't have any problems. You're well mechanised.
Touch wood.
It's still quite a responsibility for you, along with everything else, of course.
Oh, last week was pretty mad, but...
Oh, this misunderstanding over the rape figures.
We haven't heard back from the RPA. I think it's all sorted.
Oh, good.
I'm beginning to see light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, nice to see Brian back in the office.
Yes, he's not really up to any serious office work.
No.
It's as much to keep his mind occupied as anything else.
Ooh. Joe's looking very smart.
Yeah.
Afternoon.
Hello, where are you off to?
Stand. Down to the barn to meet the planning inspector.
Oh, he's coming this afternoon.
Oh, no, I seen you here. You went and signed my petition.
Oh, no, you're quite right, Joe.
You got mine?
Yes, I'm sorry, it slipped my mind. I've been meaning to come down.
You got a pen on you now?
Oh, yes, of course.
Who knows? One more name, it could make all the difference.
Well, they're all looking after me. Well, I've never been so pampered. And your mother's doing a marvellous job. Do you want to speak to her again? Okay.
Oh, give her my love.
Well, she sends lots of love.
And Nolly and Lucas.
And to Nolly and Lucas. Yes, I will. Oh. Well, thanks so much for ringing. It's lovely of you. Bye, darling. Bye.
Oh. Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yes, you seemed on good form.
Oh, here, let me.
It's okay, just a twin.
No, you be careful.
Oh, that's fine. She seemed very pleased with her present.
It's a shame it took so long to get there.
Well, better late than never.
And don't forget, there are your pills and a glass of water.
Thanks.
Hope you didn't overdo it in the office.
No, it's done me good. At least I feel as if I've achieved something, even if it's only reading.
Hello?
Oh, Phil. How do you get on with the beat?
Oh, fine. Yes, all go at the end of the week.
Good.
Are you ready for that coffee now?
Oh, Well, that's kind, but it all took a bit longer than I thought.
Okay.
Mm. Adam's staying out. He's going down to the deer.
Kate just rang from Johannesburg.
Oh.
Oh, she's been marvellous at keeping in touch since Brian's accident.
Mm. And how was she?
She's very well. She just got the birthday present we'd sent her about a month ago.
We used to have that trouble with Kenton.
But she really called to see how Brian was.
Well, it was lovely to talk to her anyway.
What about Debbie? Have you heard from her recently?
Well, no.
Oh, she's so busy with her job and her life over there. I really don't think she's much time for anything else.
Well, I was going to ask David if he'd been in touch.
Well, I don't know.
But I'll wait till I see him. I'm sure he's got enough on his plate at the moment.
Yes, this wretched court case.
Thursday, isn't it?
Mm, Thursday afternoon. I offered to go along and support him, but he says he doesn't want a lot of fuss.
Oh, well, you can imagine the headlines. Evil farmer shoots cuddly badger.
Oh, Brian?
Well, it's just the kind of thing the local press will get hold of.
Oh, let's hope not.
But it's not as if he's a criminal.
Well...
I mean, I know he's broken the law, but he's not a Clive Horobin.
Let's hope the magistrates see it their way.
What do you think, Phil?
Well, he is pleading guilty, of course. And there are mitigating circumstances, the TB and all the financial pressures.
Jill says he's been worrying about community service.
Oh, I don't know about that. But I think he'll be lucky to get away without a fairly stiff fine.
Oh, I do think that's unfair.
Well, who knows? It depends who's on the bench.
Well, give him my regards anyway. Tell him to keep his chin up. Say I'll be thinking of him.
Yes, of course.
And tell him, if he does feel like a chat...
Yes, all right.
He feels like letting off steam. I'm a very good listener.
Right.
And there's no need for him to call. Just pop up any old time.
Not too late, though, darling. You still get very tired in the evenings.
All right, any other time. I shan't be going anywhere. And I'd be delighted to see him.
Jug? Come here. I want a word with you. Now, what is all this here?
What's what?
Gin. That's what. There's three big bottles, three whole litres.
Oh.
Look, when you said you was going to make slow gin, I thought... If this is another of your stupid schemes, if you think you're going to turn my kitchen into some moonshine factory, you... Joe?
Well, ain't you going to ask me how it went?
How? Oh, the planner. Yeah, no, what did he say?
Never said much at all. Was only there for about 10 minutes.
After all your trouble?
I showed him the bullocks. Told him about Eddie's business. He just wasn't interested.
Oh. Didn't he say nothing?
He had a nose round. Asked a few questions about the houses nearby. And he went.
What about your petition?
He wouldn't take it, Clary. He wouldn't even look at it. He said it wasn't relevant.
Oh, Joe.
It was a waste of time. No use at all. I might as well tear it up right now.
Will Foursquare's true identity ever be revealed?
Robert, how much longer are you going to be online?
Well, just a couple of minutes.
Well, I must use the printer. It's very important.
Well, OK, but just hold on.
I need more copies of The Nativity. My mystery plays may not be a priority as far as you're concerned, but the audition starts in less than an hour.
Lindy, this is important too.
Important?
Yeah,
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't see how. You can surf the net any time.
I'm not surfing the net. I'm doing this for you, if you want to know who Foursquare really is.
Foursquare?
Well, you felt so bad after accusing Mike. We might get it right this time.
But how?
Well, there's a website here that can track down the IP address of a computer.
IP?
Yeah, the string of numbers you see when a new member joins a message board. They're unique to every computer.
Oh.
And some of them are registered.
What?
Some computers are registered to the name and address of the owner. And this website can find out and tell you.
Oh, I see. So you put in Foursquare's IP address and then you...
That's it, yeah.
Oh, Robert, you mean we can...
Well,
we can...
don't get too excited. It's a bit of a long shot. Not many are, Reg. You said it's usually if they're in public places like universities or libraries, internet cafes and...
But how's that going to help us?
Wait, wait, it's coming up now. There.
Yes! Rob!
Bingo!
The ball and
we've got him! Foursquare must have used one of the ball computers.
Oh, yes, but so do lots of other people.
Yeah, but we know when Foursquare posts his messages, so all we have to do is ask Jolene.
Ask Jolene to check her records. Robert, you're a genius. Mm.
Oh, cheer up, Dad. It might never happen.
No, you weren't there. You never heard him.
Nah.
You never even looked at my petition.
No use worrying about it now. Think of all that slow gin, eh?
Yeah, just as well as some left. They was early this year.
Oh, a few more, that's all we need. Nice damp corner for him here.
Hey, Bert.
Oh,
all right, Bert. What's he doing here?
Joe, oh, you've got a message for you from Linda Snow.
What does she want with
me? The audition for the mystery plays down the village all half an hour.
Well, she didn't think I'm coming.
Why not?
She knows.
Well, because of all this hoo-ha over your barn.
I had the planners down yesterday.
You can't blame it all on Linda.
Well, if she hadn't objected in the first place...
If she hadn't, someone else would have.
She's the cause of all my troubles. So you can tell her from me. She knows what she can do with her audition.
Oh, well, that's the way you feel. I'll be on my way.
Mystery place.
Oh! Oh, these thorns! I'm scratched all over. I hope this is going to be worth it.
Oh, you'll see. Nothing like a drop of slow gin to warm your cockles on them long winter evenings.
What, Mum's secret recipe?
Your mother made the best slow gin in the county.
Here, henbane and whorehound, ryby, radish and egremont. These are my herbs, safe and sound, mixed all in a row. Here be more herbs, oh. I tell it to you.
All right, thank you, Bert. That was very nice.
Oh. Don't you want me to go on?
I think that'll do for now.
Well, you was just getting into my stride.
Oh, I thought it was very good, Bert.
Yeah, me too. Let's not forget who's producer here, shall we?
Not much chance of that.
So do I get the part then, Linda?
Well,
Or Rachel Moore, if you
like. No, that was lovely, Bert. I'll put you down as first shepherd.
Ah, thank you very much. First shepherd.
Now.
Oh, Linda.
Doesn't look as if anyone else is going to turn up. Still, never mind. We'll have to make the best of what we've got.
Yeah, Linda, do you mind if I go next? Only I've left Jamie with Shula.
You'll get your turn soon, Cathy.
Yes,
I'd
but...
I'd like to hear Clary first.
I don't mind waiting.
So, Clary, you'd like to try for the angel?
What if that's all right with you?
Right. We've already got Betty as one midwife. Let's see how you get on, shall we? I've marked the passage for you, see?
Oh, right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just a minute. I warn you, Comely Kings 3, my lord would not that you spilled be. Therefore he sends you word by me to turn another way.
Yeah, that's it. He only wants half a litre in each bottle and he makes up the rest with sloes and sugar.
Dad?
Go on, keep pouring. Don't smell it.
Yeah, but...
All right, it's open.
Hello.
Oh, it's you.
This place smells like a...
Yeah, we'll shut the door if you're coming in, Robert Snow.
Your missus chucked you out then?
Lindy, no, she's down.
Oh, so you ain't going to this audition?
Me? Good Lord, no. I've been trying to get hold of Jolene Rogers.
Oh, yeah, that's what they all say.
Well, she's not there. She's not in till later, so...
Oops! Steady.
Look, Joe, all this fuss about your pole barn, I know Linda... Well, she feels quite strongly about it, but I just wanted to say...
Yeah, well, I know. I got no quarrel with you.
Good. I didn't want there to be
If you've got nothing better to do, you can give us a hand with this.
You decided to distill your own booze?
Slow gin. My Susan's secret recipe.
Dad, this spare bottle's full up, and we still got half a bottle over.
Oh.
And we got nothing left to put it in.
Ah. Well, we can't let it go to waste, fetch some glasses. We might as well have a nip to keep us going.
Well, you've got a secret recipe. Linda just uses sloes and sugar.
Oh, that's all you need.
Well, she says it's better to wait for the first frost.
Oh, this year they'd all be shriveled. No, pick the Halloween, drink the Christmas.
So, where's the secret?
That's what I keep asking.
All right, then. I'll tell you.
Knowing Mum, it's a spoonful of Marmite. She used to stick it in everything else.
Now, you take these sloes, and before you add them to the gin... You've got to prick them all over.
Yeah, Lindy does that too.
Ah, but most folks uses a fork.
Well, that makes them taste all metallic-like.
So, what did he use then?
The only way to do it is to use a thorn from the bush what you pick the sloes from.
A thorn? You're kidding.
Yeah, well, I got some here. Look, you've got to prick each sloe 12 times.
12 times? Oh, Dad, we'll be here all night.
We've got rubber snail to help us, so the sooner we get started...
Right. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
For if I have good proof, do thou, my child, any grief, I shall crack thy crown. Out, out, and woe is me.
Oh, dear. Yes, all right, thank you, Cathy.
Well, is that it now?
Yes, I think that'll do.
So? What?
Oh, just be patient. Let me look at my notes.
Cathy, fancy my gonna do it 3 times.
Oh, it's an important decision. If you don't get the casting right, well.
It's all right for you.
I can see why she's taking her time.
You know who you are. You can go home now if you want.
Not until I know who's playing all the others.
Now then, Clary, if you would like to come over here, please.
Oh, yeah, no, all right then.
Now, Clary, I was very impressed by your delivery.
Oh.
But I think you'd be better suited to a, how shall I put it, to a more down-to-earth character.
Oh.
So I'd like to offer you the part of Salome.
Oh, you mean Salome in...
John the Baptist?
Yeah. Right, that's everyone. Everyone who bothered to turn up, that is.
Hang on a minute, Linda. Who am I going to be?
Yes, Cathy.
The first woman?
First? No, you didn't quite have the depth, I'm afraid.
Depth?
I think you'd be more suitable as second woman.
Second?
5, 6, 7. There we go. As often as
whoa,
you
whoa, 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 that's...
Go on.
And we finished it.
No. Well, this is another drop I had left in the cupboard.
Hey, Dad, I've been thinking about the barn. It mightn't be so bad.
What have you written?
Yeah. See, just because they send out some smarmy git from the council, that doesn't mean they're going to turn you down.
Yeah, but what about my petition?
Well, maybe he didn't need to look at it.
Me?
They might have decided to pass your appeal anyway. The visit was just a formality.
Ah, maybe. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah. I mean... If they were dumb enough to believe them bullocks were yours.
Bullocks?
Dad borrowed a few bullocks.
Oh, he fell for that one, all right.
You should have borrowed Wolfie and Stanza.
Come on, the llamas. Oh, you ever thought of that?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Planner, sir. These are definitely my llamas. They need a barn to live in. You can't turn my llamas out into the cold and rain.
The llamas. You should have got Sid's peacock and all, eh?
He could have said you were starting a zoo.
Come and see. Who's it? I might again.
Slow gin. Mum's secret recipe.
Oh, I see. The secret is to drink all the gin first.
No, we only drunk what's left over.
You see what I have to put up with, Cathy?
One, two.
So, how was Lindy's audition?
Slow. They were all right. I'm going to be Salome.
Salome? Oh, you're going to do the dance of the Seven Veils?
Maybe, I don't know.
What sort of play is this?
You'll just have to wait and see, won't you?
What about you, Cathy?
I am going to be second woman.
Go on.
It don't seem fair, really. You should have been first woman.
Oh, I'm used to being second, Clary. It's the story of my life.
Oh, you're making me lose count.
There's a surprise.
Oh, I can't see straight. How many pricks here, Dad?
I can't see neither.
Was it 4, 5?
Shall we tell them, Cathy?
No. Let them work it out for themselves.
Look, there's your file with the spare scripts in.
Oh, thank you so much, Bert. And thank you again for running me home.
Ah, no trouble.
I'm still not quite sure why Robert's suddenly so incapacitated.
Well, you've got some of your casting done anyway.
Yes, it's a shame about the disappointing turnout.
Now, I'm first shepherd. Who's going to be second?
I've already put Joe down for that.
Joe?
Oh, he'll soon stop sulking and come round. I'm more worried about my Mary and Joseph. Perhaps I'll try Emma and William again.
Well, anything else we can do, you just let me know.
Yes, I will.
Though I'll be busy for the next few days. Me and Frieda are moving down the bungalow.
I can see you won't have much spare time.
Oh, no, it's going to be a big upheaval. But I reckon we've made the right decision.
Well, I shan't be holding the next auditions until next week. I hope I get a better response.
Lindy?
Ah, Robert.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, hello.
Lindy... I am so sorry I couldn't...
Yes, all right, I can see why.
Right then, I'll be on my way.
Goodbye, Bert, and thank you again.
Right, cheerio then.
Lindy,
please, try not to breathe gin all over me.
Look, I went over...
Never mind the excuses. Did you talk to Jodie?
Yeah, I've just rung her. Not good, I'm afraid.
What?
She doesn't keep full records. People just pay cash and use the computers unless they booked a lesson, so we can't trace Foursquare that way.
You mean we're right back where we started?
Well, not quite.
But if it hasn't worked...
Lindy, don't despair. Trust me.
Well, after tonight's little exhibition...
I can do it. I will. I'll find another way.
Well, now Shula's offering David some moral support.
Yeah, one of our new liveries. Thought I'd take him out myself first time.
So you are getting some new clients?
Yes.
Ruth says you're a bit glum about it all on Sunday.
Oh... up and down, you know?
Yeah.
He seems used to cows anyway.
Can I take him on through?
No, I'll wait.
Go on.
You're doing the same as last year, keeping them out till November?
Yeah, the new regime. It's another month or so to go yet. But if it starts to get too muddy...
Oh, not too much fun when it's wet.
Fun? It's been so long, you'll have to remind me.
I don't suppose you're looking forward to tomorrow either.
Oh, make a change, I suppose. Get me off the farm. No, I'll be honest with you, Shula. You wouldn't believe how much I'm not looking forward to it.
But it'll be good to get it over with.
Well, there is that, I suppose.
Hey, I could get away for an hour or so tomorrow if you'd like someone there to support you.
No, it's really kind of you, but...
You'd rather face it alone.
Thanks, Shula, but I don't want to turn it into a family outing. I've even told Ruth not to come.
Oh, all right.
Just want to get in and out with the least possible fuss. You know, like a trip to the dentist.
Well, I'll be thinking of you anyway.
Thanks. Usha reckons it should be fairly quick, if not painless.
I hope so.
Okay. Hey, and I hope your new horse settles in.
What are you doing later? Tonight. I'll buy you a drink after the hunt meeting.
Yeah?
Better than sitting at home brooding.
Oh, okay. That'll be nice. Thanks.
That'll do for now. If I give us a barley later.
Well, the solid should keep them going.
Yeah, good job done. Nice to have them undercover.
So till spring, then?
Yep. More work for us, but,
You want me to come in and do them tomorrow?
What's your schedule?
Well, I can come in first thing before I go into town.
I'll run you in.
Oh, thanks.
Just a matter of giving them more straw, topping up the silage, checking the water.
Well, that'll take me half an hour.
Good. And thanks for your help getting them in.
Any time. Now, this is real work. You ought to try a few hours sanding down windowsills.
Well...
All right, I'm getting it done. Being a good boy. Can't ask me to enjoy it, though, can you?
Fair enough, I suppose.
Nah, it's all right, really. It's just boring. One of the old girls gives me biscuits and sweeties. You have another humbug, Edmund. Don't like to tell her it's Edmund.
And what about the ETS?
Oh, well, you know. Same as ever.
Hiya!
Are you all right, Fallon?
Hello.
You all done, then?
Well, just about.
We've been getting the store cattle in for the winter.
Yeah, it was college.
Yeah, it was all right. I got Mum to drop me off here. I'll walk back up with you.
Yeah, okay then.
Oh, I borrowed that new CD if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, great.
Look, I'd better get ready for this meeting.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow then, Oliver. About 7:30?
Yeah, well, if I'm up by then. Oh, and Ed, if you do have the odd half hour to spare any time...
Yeah?
Well, I've got another load of campaign posters to go out.
Oh, okay.
Far more than I can cope with, so I'll be looking for volunteers.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll... Yeah,
okay, let me know.
Yeah, well, bye then.
Bye.
Ed?
What?
Hunting posters?
Yeah, why not?
Are you serious?
Well, one good turn and all that.
Ed, sometimes I just do not believe you.
Evening.
Oh, Susan, hello.
Not such a bad turnout.
No, we're almost running out of chairs.
Do you want a hand?
No, it's okay, thanks. I think that'll do.
Neil sends his apologies. One of his sows, you know. Oh, well, never mind. But I know he's keen to help out in any way he can.
Good. That's the main thing.
And that goes for the both of us. So, who's running the meeting? Oliver?
Well, no, I am, actually.
Oh.
Because Oliver's a Hunt official, we thought it should be someone more neutral.
Oh, yes.
But it's all very informal. There's no fixed agenda. We're going to discuss how the campaign's going so far, and anyone's welcome to speak if they want to.
There's a couple here, Oliver.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Cutting it fine as usual.
Oh, it's my fault. I got caught in the office.
Well, now you are here.
I'll go and sit down.
Right.
Hey, more people here than I thought.
Yes, it's promising.
Yeah, I don't think we need to wait any longer. Shall we start?
Yes, Oliver. Of course, Oliver. Anything you say, Oliver.
I'll learn.
Well, come on. It's hypocritical, though.
What?
Well, you've got to admit it.
Are you saying I'm a hypocrite?
Well, you can't have it both ways. Either you think hunting's cruel and pointless, or you don't.
So?
So what is it?
God, I'm not that bothered, to be honest.
Bet you never even think about it.
Says who?
Well, I mean, what about hares?
Yeah, what about them?
Well, hunting's not just about the foxes. What about the beagles? All they chase is hares.
Yeah, I know.
Have you ever seen a hare?
Of course.
No, I mean, close up. I have. I saw two together once when I was little. I was playing in the old caravan down by my dad's, and well, they couldn't see me. They was messing about by the edge of the wood.
Whoa.
Just chasing around. They were so beautiful.
Big rabbits.
Well, okay, but you can't tell me they're pests and they need to be killed.
Well, Dad reckons they used to eat our barley.
Oh, come on. And do how much damage? Well, the only reason people hunt hares is because they enjoy doing it. They get a kick out of it. If you ask me, it's the same with foxes.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they turn around and say, oh, we've got a right to do this. You can't interfere with it. Well, who gave them the right? And where did it come from? Ed, you're not even listening, are you?
Yeah.
See? You don't really care either way.
All right, so it doesn't bother me like it bothers you.
Well, so you go along with it to please Oliver?
No, look, I just got more important things to care about, that's all.
Like
AIDS and world poverty. And,
yeah, right.
And getting through my community service.
I don't know why I bother with you.
Shh, look, listen, this bit's wicked.
What?
Sorry to butt in. Can you keep it down a bit?
Why? It wasn't that loud.
Thanks. Maybe not, but there's a meeting going on through there.
Oh, right.
That's fine. Ta. Won't bother you again.
Well, you shouldn't have let them meet here anyway. It's obscene.
Our poster campaign is proceeding apace, as I'm sure you'll all have noticed. But, of course, we can never have too many out there, so...
Well, I'm sure I've got room for one or two more.
Good, good. Well, I've got plenty in stock.
Hasn't he just? You ought to see his office.
So anyone who's willing to help... Get them off my hands if they could let me know at the end of the meeting.
Well, I'll volunteer Neil. I'm sure he won't mind.
Well, I think that's it for me.
Well, thanks, Oliver. Right, now...
Oh, at the host of roast.
Oh, yes. If you haven't already put it in your diaries, Friday week. Our hosts are Nick and Sue Osborne at Burroughs Farm in Darrington. Tickets, only £5. And I'm told there are still a few left. I'll be donating beef from my own herd.
Well worth a trip to Darrington.
And if anyone wants to contribute prizes for the draw, they'll be gratefully received.
Right, OK. Now we need to think about our next meeting in Loxley Barrett. Nigel's looking for a way to rally our troops down there, give them some fresh inspiration. So, any ideas?
Can I just...
Susan, yes.
Well, what about Carl and Sandra?
Oh, that's a good idea.
In case any of you don't know them, Carl's the huntsman and Sandra's a groom. And we've known them for years, me and Neil. They're good friends to us. And if there is a ban, they'd both be out of a job.
Yeah. Yes, it's a dreadful fall.
Well, they'd lose their house too. They've nowhere else to go. They'd be out on the scrappy.
Oh,
so that's what all these aunties don't seem to understand. It's not just a sport. It's a whole way of life, especially for people like Carl and Sandra. That's what we're all fighting for.
Yes, yes, we shouldn't ever forget that.
So I expect they'd be willing to come along to the meeting.
Well, you're right. I'm sure they would.
Yep, that's a great idea.
Yeah. But I'll give them a call. Thank you, Susan.
Here they come. Meeting's over. Fallon, I told you, it's just another booking.
And it just happened to be the Hunt supporters.
Yeah, that's right. You've got it. I'm not being political. I'm not taking sides.
Perish the thought.
I'm just trying to make a living.
So you'd let anyone meet upstairs with you?
As long as they paid and didn't cause a nuisance.
Well, so what about the aunties? What about the Hunt saboteurs?
Well...
Would you let them meet here?
We haven't asked.
Would you?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, when hell freezes over, maybe.
I don't want to argue about it now. Use a hand here.
And serve them?
Fallon, most of them are regulars.
Okay.
Thank you. If you can bear to sacrifice your ideals for half an hour.
Fallon!
Hey, at least we won't have to put up with this for much longer. They've lost already and they know it.
What?
The Hunt lot, they're just, like, whistling in the dark.
Look, can you just leave it for a minute?
Ed?
Oh, hello. Look who's over there. It's David Archer.
So?
It's his court case tomorrow, isn't it? For shooting that badger.
Is it?
That's a new one for him. I bet he's feeling dead, Jippy. But it flies a lot, you know.
No, but you would.
Yeah, do you think I should go over and be friendly, though? You know, offer him some advice? There you go. Oh,
this is meant to be my treat.
Ah, you can get the next one. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. So, how was the meeting?
It went quite well, I think. Lots of people there. Lots of Dunkirk spirit.
Ah. Oh, you just missed Kenton.
Did I?
Yeah, he was leaving when I came in. He tried to nab me for a game of poker.
Oh, his latest obsession.
Well, don't think he was serious. I heard he'd been hosting the odd game.
Ah, it seems to be expanding.
Huh?
He tried to tempt Nigel the other day.
Successfully?
Nigel doesn't play, apparently. And he's so wrapped up in plans for his new vineyard.
Yeah, I know. He's had Mike over there, grading the field. You all right there, mate? Hi, Ed.
Hello.
Oh, do you mind if I join you for a minute? Just thought I'd come and wish you luck for tomorrow. Oh, yeah, this is always the worst part, the waiting. Not knowing if it's going to be fine or...
Ed, we're trying not to think about it.
Okay, I just wanted to say they should never have nicked you for shooting that badger. It's outrageous.
Yeah, well...
That you're going to be all right. I mean, they wouldn't dare send you down, not for that. And even if it's community service... Well, that's worse things. Take it from me.
Okay.
You'll survive. You just have to grin and bear it. Don't worry about it, mate.
Appointment with the magistrates is fast approaching.
That little one's doing better this morning. He seems to be feeding all right.
That's good.
Hey?
With a heifer.
Ah, well, he can't help that.
Oh, we'll find room for him somehow. How are you doing, Bert?
Oh, not so bad. We're just about through here.
He's almost got the kitchen sorted out.
Oh, she's getting on past then.
Well, I've been giving her a hand. But she's waiting for the china.
Oh, I said I'd fetch it down to her.
Well, you better go then. Keep her waiting.
There, she's got some strawing to do.
I'll get on with that.
Oh, right off. Is it okay if I take the stock trailer again?
Of course.
Only there's a few boxes got left behind and some other bits and pieces.
You're right, I'll take it all down.
Well, that's all right with you.
It's fine. We can manage. I can help you sort it out this end.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Off you go
then. What time is it now?
Time?
David will be going into that cart room any minute.
Yeah, I know.
Glad it's not me. Waiting to go on through, standing up in front of them magistrates.
Yeah.
He must be feeling terrible.
OK, Bert. Don't keep Frieda waiting.
Good. I'll see you later on then.
I do wish he'd let one of us go in with him. Not much point, really. He doesn't need me to hold his hand.
Just to give him some support.
He's got Usha to look after him. And he knows we'll all be thinking of him.
It should be our turn soon.
Okay.
Anything you'd like me to go through again?
No, I think I'm up to speed.
The prosecution will call the RSPCA inspector first. then I'll speak in mitigation. And remember, when I tell the bench how sincerely you regret the offence, try and look as if you really do.
Well, I'll do my best.
But otherwise, relax, be yourself, and don't worry.
Yeah. Pity about that pig of a post-mortem. Mm,
bad luck, I'm afraid. But it shouldn't affect the outcome.
Oh, no. You see that? There's a van from the local TV.
Mm. Well, we did know there might be some publicity.
Yeah, but TV? I thought you meant a piece in the local Riot.
Don't worry about it. You won't have to say anything.
So what do I do when they shove a mic in my face?
We don't know that they will, but even if they do...
What, no comment?
If you like.
That's almost like admitting I'm some kind of a serial badger killer.
If you're really worried, I could give them a few words on your behalf.
No. No, thanks.
Just say nothing, then.
Yeah, and they'll film me getting into the car with a blanket over my head.
I think we'll lose the blanket.
Oh, well, fame at last.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, this looks like us. Ready?
Yeah.
Do you remember what I said?
Yeah, I know. Look repentant.
On the 4th of August, I received a call from a member of the public alleging that the defendant was seen disposing of a badger carcass at a place about a mile from Ambridge on the verge of the road that leads towards Pennyhassett. A subsequent search of the scene revealed a carcass, which was immediately taken to a veterinary surgeon for a full post-mortem. The post-mortem revealed that the dead badger, a young female, had died of injuries caused by shotgun pellets. It's likely that death would have been almost instantaneous. A further test of tissue showed no sign of bovine tuberculosis, nor were there signs of any other disease or injury. On the following day, August the 5th, I visited Brookfield Farm and spoke to the defendant. After being cautioned and advised that a carcass had been found, Mr. Archer admitted shooting the badger and disposing of it as described. He claimed that in doing so, he had acted to protect his cattle, the farm being already subject to movement restrictions as a result of TB reactors being discovered in his herd.
Frieda's happy.
Well, in a bit of a tiz, you know, sorting out your china.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I reckon she's happy enough.
Good.
You want to come in and have a look?
No, I can't stop. I'm on my way down to the Herefords.
Oh.
You're all right? No problems?
No, no.
I've got one tiny confession. There was some paint on the sitting room carpet.
Paint?
Just a few spots. Jason, you know, he...
Oh.
Jill and I went down at the weekend. We managed to get it off. Though, if you look closely, you can just
no,
see...
No, the carpet's fine.
Good. And you're still happy with the colours?
Colours?
The yellow in the bedroom, it doesn't clash with the bedspread?
Oh, no, no, it's a perfect match.
Come on, Bert, there's something not right, isn't there?
Well, now you mention it.
Yeah?
That chair of David's, the blue recliner.
Oh, yeah, the one you took such a fancy to.
Yeah, that's the one. He did say he'd leave it here for me.
And it's not there?
No, no, I've looked around, it's nowhere.
Well, you know David's had other things on his mind.
Oh, he knows that, of course.
I hope it's going all right for him.
Me too. I just wonder
it's
when...
It's not up at Brookfield.
Well, I ain't seen it there.
It isn't over at Glebe.
Glebe?
Well, I saw it there the other day. I'm sure I did.
So what's it doing up at Glebe?
And Mr. Archer was under considerable stress at the time of the offence. Following a routine inspection in July, he was found to have TB reactors in his herd. Two of his dairy cows were slaughtered and a movement restriction placed upon the farm. For the third time in 10 years, his herd had become infected. To make matters worse, this last outbreak happened as he was about to launch a new high-quality beef product onto the market. The presence of TB on the farm threatened the success of this new enterprise. So, here was a hard-working, conscientious dairy farmer of previous good character, worried about the future of his business at a time of low profits generally within the industry, and with all the responsibility of a young family and retired parents dependent upon the farm profits. When he saw a badger on the farm premises, he acted as he saw it, purely to protect his family's livelihood. The post-mortem confirms that the animal was killed cleanly and humanely. Mr. Archer has never attempted to deny the offence. He regrets that the many pressures he was under at the time led him to act in the way that he did.
Oh, there's all sort gets left behind.
That's a nice old watering can.
Yeah, I'd have been sorry to lose that. Oh, I'm going to miss a few things, I reckon.
You're bound to have a few regrets.
Yeah, garden most of all. Well, I've spent some of my happiest times out there, a spade in my hand.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you'll soon get the bungalow garden into shape.
Oh, yeah, we've all got to move on. Oh, I'm looking forward to getting started.
Frieda seems very happy.
Yeah.
I'll pop down later and see how she's doing.
Oh, Mrs. Archer, there is one thing.
Yes?
That chair of David's, the blue one.
Oh, yes, the blue recliner.
It's a bit of a mystery. You see, David told me he'd leave it.
You mean Fern didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
He moved it. He took it back to Glebe Cottage.
So he has got it, then?
Yes, you
well,
see...
Well, if he wants it, I dare say he's more entitled to it than me.
What?
Though I'm surprised you've got the space for it.
Bert Phil's not keeping it. He doesn't want it for himself.
Oh.
Well,
it
got damaged somehow. The reclining mechanism.
What, damaged?
We're not sure how. It was while the decorators were down there moving it about.
Ooh.
So, Phil brought it to Glebe Cottage out of the way to see if he could fix it.
Did he?
Yes, he finished it last night. Almost as good as new.
Oh.
I'm sure you can fetch it at any time.
Jill?
Oh, hello.
I've had a call from David. He's just come out.
So what did they say?
He got a fine, £400.
What, 400?
Plus 200 costs.
Oh, well.
£600?
It's not so bad, Bert.
It could have been worse.
Yeah. No community service.
Not such a bad result, huh?
Well.
You were quite lucky not to get a stiffer fine.
If you say so.
He must have taken pity on you.
Oh, well.
You must be glad it's all over.
It's not quite over yet. I've got to get past those reporters and TV cameras.
Smile graciously and ignore them.
OK. Well, thanks for everything, Usha.
OK.
Here goes.
Mr. Archer? Mr. Archer, what do you think of the fine?
Sorry, excuse me.
Do you regret shooting that badger? Would you do the same again?
No comment.
OK. Mr. Williams?
Yes? Yes.
You're the RSPCA inspector who found the dead badger.
Uh-huh.
Are you satisfied with the outcome of the case?
Yes, I'm reasonably satisfied. The law's quite clear. Badgers are a protected species, and killing one is a serious offence, whatever the circumstances.
So what would you say to a farmer who believes that his cattle have been infected with TB by badgers?
Well, I'd certainly advise them not to take the law into their own hands.
It must be difficult when you see your cows being slaughtered.
There's still no excuse. This is a serious offence, and the penalty handed down by this court reflects that. We're very satisfied with the outcome.
Oh. Oh. Yes.
Is it as good as you remember?
Oh, it's perfect. Mr. Archer's done a grand job.
Sorry about the misunderstanding.
Oh, you've got it now. That's what matters.
You've got the room looking very cosy.
Good. I can sit here and warm me chilblains and watch the telly.
Good.
Well, if it's working, where's the thingamy?
Well, now you're settled in, I'll go and leave you to it.
Well, here, hang on.
But the TB situation seems to be getting worse all the time. Surely you can understand.
That's outside the court.
So
must have been recorded earlier.
There is a ministry trial currently underway to try and establish exactly how far badgers are to blame for the current increase in TB among cattle.
Mm.
Oh, you're talking about the Krebs trial. Yes. And while we don't like to see badgers culled, we'd advise everyone concerned to be patient and wait for the results of that trial.
Mm.
So that's what you're saying to people like Mr. Archer. Be patient.
Sure.
I know it may be frustrating for them, but taking the law into your own hands is not an answer. We won't hesitate to prosecute anyone who we find breaking the law in this way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, can we come
in?
Oh,
well, there they are.
No, don't turn it off.
Hello, David.
You see what I'm having to put up with?
Have you seen it already?
Yeah, it's been on the radio, too. Everywhere.
At least the fine wasn't too bad.
You don't think so, Mum?
£600?
Yeah, and for what? For trying to save
it's
my...
It's not going to break us. And you were lucky not to get...
Not to get community service, I know. I just don't feel so lucky right now.
At least it's over.
That's what I mean, Mum. There's all this stuff on the TV and the radio.
Oh, it's all a load of nonsense. You don't want to take no notice.
But it's right.
You know what people are like. They'll believe anything.
I feel like I'm being tried all over again.
Robert Snell is on the warpath.
To say this, Neil, old chump.
Oh, afternoon, Robert, but you do know you're wasting your time.
Hey, putting up all these posters, it's not going to change anything now.
Oh, you don't reckon?
Nah, it's a lost cause. But you carry on, don't let me put you off.
No, I won't.
You do know whose land this is?
Yes, yeah, estate land. And I've got permission from Graham Ryder.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Ryder, a misnomer if ever there was one.
What?
I'm going to miss the sight of him falling off his horse as he tries to keep up with the rest of the field.
Oh, you never know. It's not banned yet.
That's the spirit, eh? Fight on till the end. Look,
Robert. Right,
come on, Neil. You can't blame me for having a go, can you? You come along and plant one of those offensive posters banging the side of my office window.
You can't read it from there, can you?
Oh, no, but I can see it. If I've got to sit and look at it from now till whenever...
Well, I don't want to move it now.
Okay, but don't be surprised if it's gone in the morning.
You what?
Oh, it's all right. Just kidding. Wouldn't dream of interfering with your right to free expression.
Well, I hope you told him, Robert.
Yeah, Lindy, Neil and I have had a full and frank exchange.
All right. I'll move it down to the gate. Will that satisfy you?
Okay, good enough for me.
I still don't see why it should go up at all. They're quite
Lindy.
Outrageous, and they're all over the village like a horrible
Lindy's
plague.
Lindy's going to move it.
But
and I need to talk to you.
Well, not now. I'm going to walk home. He's down to Bridge Farm.
Yeah, but...
I must catch Clary and tell her it got nothing to do with John the Baptist.
What?
Salome, her role in the Nativity. You see, she's got it into her head that it's the biblical Salome, the one who danced for Herod, but it's actually quite a minor role as a midwife.
Mm.
Quite. I hope she's not going to be too disappointed.
All right, but when you're back...
I'll be, well, half an hour at least.
It's about four square.
Oh.
I've had another idea. I think we're back on his trail.
Oh, if we turn off here, then we can deliver to the Kellys.
Oh, OK.
They said any time this afternoon. Or would you rather get home?
No. It'll be one less trip later.
I'd be glad to be out of this van. You'd think they'd have emptied the ashtray.
Well, these people don't recognise us. They don't look up and say, there goes David Archer, the badger killer.
Don't be so paranoid.
Well, I mean, can there be anyone in the entire county who didn't watch the local news?
Okay,
old Crowther making his tasteless jokes all morning. Kind of wears you down.
Yeah, I can see you getting twitchy with that cleaver.
Can you blame me?
Don't worry. Oh, the milk would think you're a real hero. I'll show you those emails.
Yeah, that's nice, but... Hey, I'm going to enjoy writing that letter of objection to the planning committee anyway.
Letter?
Yeah, Matt Crawford's new plans. George says we got them yesterday.
What are they like?
Don't know, I haven't seen them yet, but I'm not going to like them.
David.
Okay, George has seen them and he says they're no better than before, so I can guarantee you that the PC will chuck them out.
Oh, there's Linda.
Oh, it's okay, she hasn't seen us.
We'd better stop, David. She hasn't come back to us about the beef tasting.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, it's you. I didn't recognise you in that van. Hello, David.
Hello.
We just wondered if you decided about...
Your beef tasting.
Would you like to come?
I was going to call you later. I've checked with Robert, and yes, we'd love to come.
Good. We'll see you on Tuesday, then.
Bye.
Oh, David, I saw you on the local news last night.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, Robert and I were watching, and suddenly there you were. Though I can understand why you didn't want to comment. You must have been pleased to get off with just a fine. And the interview with the RSPCA man, I thought he was very fair. It's nice to hear the other side of the argument for a change.
Yeah.
It's prompted a very interesting discussion on the message board.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, it's our hottest topic by far. And there seem to be just as many posting for the badgers as there are against.
Oh, really?
Yes, though I haven't actually counted. Or would you like to do a straw poll?
No. Thank you, Linda, no. I'm really not interested.
Turn it off, please, darling.
You, listening to local radio.
Yeah, it just shows how desperate I am. That insufferable man. He's been getting people to phone in and email their views. The badger, silent killer or innocent victim, I ask you.
Well, you don't have to listen to it.
Poor old David. As if a hefty fine wasn't enough, he's got to put up with all this mindless publicity.
Yes, it can't be easy for him.
I mean, honestly, Jenny, you wouldn't believe some of the ill-informed, sentimental nonsense I've heard in the name of open discussion. It makes me feel like chucking the ruddy thing through the window.
Well, why not read a book instead?
Oh, hello.
Neil, hello.
Afternoon, Neil.
Heavens, what's all this?
Well, it's a few posters for the hunt, you know.
Oh, well, come on in.
I don't know if you'd be willing to have a couple more up on your land.
Yes, we'd be delighted. Mm-hmm. I'll get Adam and one of the men to put them up.
Oh, well, you sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
I can put them up myself.
No, save you a lot of work.
All right. Thanks very much. Not everyone round here has been so helpful.
I'd be out there lending you a hand if it wasn't for these damn ribs.
I keep telling him he'll have to be patient.
So, how much longer before you can get back to work?
Oh, you tell me, Neil. Weeks at least.
Would you like a coffee, Neil?
No, thanks. No, I'm going to take some of these down to Brookfield.
Oh, well, if you see David, give him my regards.
Yeah? Yeah.
You heard about his fine?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a bit steep.
It's outrageous.
He should never have come to court in the first place.
Quite.
If I'd been in his shoes, I'd have done the same, I reckon.
I think that goes for most of us.
Well, not everyone.
Say, I'm still hoping you'll pop up sometime for a chat.
Yeah, I will. Cheerio, then.
Bye. Oh, I'm sure David's far too busy to come up here now.
Jenny, did you say you're going down to the village?
Yes, just to the shop and might call in on Mum.
Well, you could give me a lift then. Just drop me off at Brookfield.
Drop you off?
Just for half an hour.
But you...
I'll be very careful, I promise. I'm feeling strenuous. It'd do me good to get out.
No, I'm sorry, you're too muddy. You'll just have to stay there. Good boy, there. Now, Robert.
Right. Try not to bore you with the technicalities.
I'm not a complete ignoramus.
Okay, so, if we're going to catch Foursquare, we've got to use psychology. Mm-hmm. Get inside his head and learn to think the way he does.
Well, how's that going to help us?
Well, you know what spam is?
Yeah, of course.
We get tons of the stuff every day, and I delete most of it. Like all this here.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, I'm not interested in anatomy. Mm. But occasionally something catches my eye and intrigues me, so I open it. And if it intrigues me enough, say it's an unbeatable offer for a 19-inch analog TFT monitor...
I'm sure that would appeal to you, Robert.
If it does, then I email back my postal address so I can receive their unbeatable offer. So, if we can find a way to tempt Foursquare, we've got him.
What? Send him an email?
Well, just one whole series of emails. We'll start spamming him.
But won't he see who it's from?
Oh, no, that's the clever bit. If we use an anonymous proxy...
Mm.
Well, just take it from me. We can email our bait anonymously. The trick is to send the right emails.
And how do we do that?
Well, we know the kind of guy he is from the message board. Narrow-minded provincial bigot.
Hmm.
The kind of guy who feuds with his neighbours over their Leylandia.
Is that going to help us?
Well, how about this? Subject. Do you have a problem neighbour? Qualified solicitor... offers free legal advice, no win, no fee.
Oh, I see, yes.
Or Great Britain's special edition of bronze figurines. Start your collection now with our specially commissioned bust system.
Yes, oh, you know, Robert, I think this might just work.
Though I dare say hunting's not at the top of your agenda right now.
It's OK, just dump them there for now.
I can put them up round the farm if you like.
No, better check with Ruth first. We don't want them in with the stock.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
She was talking about moving the Herefords.
Uh-huh. David!
Yeah?
We've got a visitor.
David, hello. Brian! Well.
Surprising.
Yeah.
Jenny's let me up half an hour, so I...
Oh, it's good to see you.
I'll leave these with you then, David, okay?
Yeah, okay, mate.
All right. I'll see you.
Yeah, bye.
This is probably the worst possible time.
No, I've got some plying to do, but... I can spare a few minutes for a poor old invalid.
I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, thanks.
Hey. So, you're looking a lot perkier than when I last saw you.
Oh, well, from the outside, maybe. The old ribs are still giving me a jib. I can hardly lift a cup of tea.
Yeah.
All I do is sit around. It's driving me balmy. But never mind about me. You're the one who's been suffering. Talk about trial by media.
Try not to let it bother me.
Well, as for that fine, well... And they try and say that the system isn't loaded against the farmers.
Yeah. Ruth says I should put it all behind me and move on.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Why don't you go in and get comfortable? As soon as I've tightened these wheel nuts, I'll come and join you.
No, I'm okay for a while. It's such a relief to get out of the house and see some new faces.
Yeah.
Now, Jenny's being marvellous, of course, and the others. But there are some things I just can't... I can't get on and do anything, David. That's the trouble. Just sit around. When I sit, I start thinking.
Oh.
But it was what I was trying to explain when you came up last week. I still can't remember a thing about the accident. But that doesn't stop me wondering about Siobhan. Those last few moments. What exactly did I say to her? What did she say to me?
Brian.
Being told isn't the same as remembering yourself. I really feel as if an important part of my life has been stolen.
Brian, look. I know how traumatic this has been for
me. And I can't talk about it to her, of course. I mean, maybe never again. It's the finality of it all.
Yeah. Look, Brian, I am quite happy to talk to you about anything else, but not this.
But if I can't talk to you...
No. You remember last time I said that as far as I was concerned, it was all over? Hmm? I really did mean over.
I see.
I'm sorry. I'm having enough trouble sorting out my own life at the moment, so...
Yes. Yes, I understand. I shan't bring it up again, I promise.
Miracle car wash sponge. Say goodbye to smeary trim forever.
Yes, yes, brilliant.
Okay, bung that on the list.
And how about this one? High blood pressure. Guard against stroke and heart disease with an easy-to-wear blood pressure monitor.
Hey, nice one. You're really getting into this.
How many is that? We must have got enough by now.
Yeah, maybe we could send a couple off.
Only two? Why not all of them?
If you get some all at once, you'll smell a rat.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's like catching a big fish. You dangle the right bait in the right place and be patient. He'll bite in the end.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.